Welcome back to Transform and Roll Out Season 3 Eons. I bet you are expecting episode 14, but this is a Q&A. So first things first, let me introduce the other DM of the podcast. Welcome, Kilo.
Hi.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
So this is what we do during the mid-season. We interview the players interview us. They get to ask some really mind-bending questions. Things so bizarre that, you know, we can't even handle. So we're going to start off with seniority a little bit. So Onyx, what's your first question you would like to ask the DM? Well, thank you, Onyx. My first question to myself is, why are you so mean to your players? The characters are just being traumatized around every corner. Well, that's an excellent question, me. Rod Star to you for asking such a good question. I think my answer to that is, I think it adds great character development if done correctly. And providing my biased opinion here to the question and answer, I think I excel at it. Thank you, Onyx. I appreciate that. Perfect. Oh, awesome. Gosh. All right. Let's introduce the rest of the players.
This is rigged for sure.
Let's start with seniority after that. Kilo, would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Kilobyte. I play Stormburst, Grease, Strato, Eight-Wheeler, many characters. But my first question to you, sir. What would have happened if Smolder didn't get almost killed and had teleported with Swordimus?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, that is a good question. I want to know that one.
My questions were not that
interesting.
I was prepared for that. Swordimus at the TBD? I think what would have happened would have had Lapis roll a time jump event, a D100 probably with disadvantage, and depending on the result, they would have skipped and then went directly to the TBD, or straight to Smolderworld, I think, or send them to the TBD where everyone would have been confused, and that would have been chaotic, I think.
But I would have had Swordimus with me.
You would have had Swordimus with you, and now he's dead.
No!
All right. No! Next up.
Can't just say that.
Hexman, would you like to introduce yourself and say who you play as?
Yes, hi. My name is Hexmas. I play as Synthwave and Scorchfire. And my first question is, good lord, how long did it take for you to plan all of this? And when when did you start planning this?
Oh, goodness. Months. Ooh. Literally months in the making. Every small detail described, every character you've met, besides a small handful, have been carefully selected and added to the story for some purpose. And when you're dealing with time travel, everything had to be looked over many, many times. The when, probably episode 2 of The Wreckers.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
Wow, that was far back.
Yeah, that's far back. I pitched it to Kilo when we were doing records, like, what do you think about doing this afterwards? And he was like, I like it. I also pitched it to Computron too, but he's not here at the moment.
Dude, that's crazy because I had just joined the group.
Yeah. Oops.
All right, next up we have Clickbait. Introduce you are and who you play.
Hey guys, I'm Clickbait. I play Mantix, and I play Allegory.
And you play Mantix.
My favorite husband, Mantix.
And don't forget Allergy.
And as for my first question, is totally self-motivated, no introspect or retrospect into the group whatsoever. Why do you keep trying to kill Mantix? We're at like 5 attempts of death right now.
5?
4. I can't keep track. 4. It's at least 4.
First off, I plead the 5th. Next question.
That's cheating.
Yeah, just kidding. Okay. So I try to kill everyone equally, but
However,
it's really entertaining to hear your reaction to these shocking near-death encounters. You'll live for now.
Wow.
Next up, I think we have Lapis.
Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm Lapis. I play one character, because my other character is dead. I play Smolder and Frostfang. Anyways, my first question.
Moment of silence for the dead. All right,
yeah,
continue.
Moment of silence. Okay, thank you. Maybe. Press F for respect, everybody. F in the chat, F in the chat. So my first question is, what are you most excited for with Smolder's character without giving anything away?
Oh, boy. So I think it has been given away because my favorite thing has been Smolder World. I am excited to see more of Smolder in Smolder World. That was an idea I pitched to Kilobyte, and we both got super excited about it after he was like, yeah. And so we started working quickly to add that to the plot. And it works so well, I think, for their character. And it adds another character development chance for Smolder, because there's so many things going on with Smolder. He's got the voice in his head. He's got all these decisions happening everywhere. That's what I'm excited about.
Have we
more Smolder World.
Who the voice in his head is?
No,
we haven't.
We need theories on that.
I have tried. So many theories, but Lapis, you
I don't
have
see them
to
in
listen
the chat.
To the episodes.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay.
Sorry.
Next up, we have Celeste.
Hi, I'm Celeste, and I play as the one and only Domina, the big wife, the big robot wife. Oh, and my question, I forgot about that. Who are you looking forward to kill and to make suffer the most?
Why would you ask these questions? This is probably why Scorch
straight to the point. I have to pick a favorite?
Who are you looking forward to, at least?
Okay, this is like asking who my favorite child is. And the answer is, I'm supposed to say all of you.
Who do you want to kill and who do you want to make suffer? You could pick two people now.
Okay, all of you equally. And honestly, I think I was going to make this a joke, but I can't just pick one of you. That is the truth. I look forward to all of them because each of you respond differently to each environment I throw at you, specifically. So each of your death or suffering will be related to who you play. And I look forward to how all you guys respond.
Thanks. That was so horrible.
Concerned. Oh, no. I am so concerned by that.
All right. I'm handing this over to our other DM, Kilo. Would you like to take it over from here?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
And we're starting with seniority, right? So I would have to, whatever you want to do.
You're the boss now. You're question two boss.
Okay, well, I'll ask myself a question first, just to keep with the patterns. It says, Kilo, if you could do an old bot again, who would it be and why? And I think I would like to do Alpha Trion. I think that would be cool. I want to get my improv skills a little bit better, so I can understand the character a little bit better, since he's a philosopher. But I think it'll be a good challenge for me to try to do Alpha Trion. Wow, no response. I see how it is. Then moving on, we're going to go with
Alpha Trion.
Bro, that's my peepa.
Alpha Trion.
What's his name?
You already have a peepa with Vector.
I'm adding all of them to my collection.
You can have one peepa.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's peepa. So we got peepa, we got peepa.
Apis, we don't want to talk about what you're into here. So I'm Onyx. I play the famous Cross Summit from season 2, and then I play, oh my goodness, so many characters. I play Scorchimus. I play Era. Galaxy Wave, all your favorite hits like Unicron, and the voice in Lapis's head.
Yay!
So, my question to the DM here. With the dynamic of bringing your records into the fold of Eons, how did you feel working with Lindsay as Alita 1 and Scorchimus?
A pretty good one. I enjoyed working with Lindsay. It was a lot of fun. It was stressful, because I wanted to make sure that they had fun and that all the players got some time to shine. And as for Scorchimus, he's a great addition to the team, I think. He brings a lot of the flair and the silly. So that's always fun.
Lindsay was delightful. I loved everything about her on our team. It was great.
Yes.
Next up is Hexamus.
Do I have to say what characters I play again? I just said that. Did I just say
I think you're good.
All right. So my question is, for the DM, was it difficult to DM while also having played a character in the beginning chunk of Eons?
It was hard. It was challenging. Not so much DMing with the records, because I wasn't really involved in there. But it was challenging eventually when we started mixing them, because then I needed to not spoil anything and needed to make sure that it didn't feel like I was pushing you in a specific direction. I wanted things to happen, so most of the time I just stayed silent and then just thought of what my character would do and just responded to that instead of trying to force you and push you in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Intriguing. Gives me a lot to think about, really.
To be fair, there are some things he does not know that happens to his character. So those are moments that are really interesting.
I had to figure that, like, he doesn't know everything, but
I know some ideas. Yeah. And Onyx does the same thing when he plays Scorchus. He has some ideas, but then other ideas I keep to myself.
Ooh.
Next up, we have Clickbait.
What's up, guys? I'm Clickbait. And my question for Kilobyte is, what is the time that you were the most caught off guard or the most improv panic DM mode you had to go into where we derailed the campaign, intentionally or unintentionally?
It's been derailed, but not in a direct way, as is life, as happened. And so things have been postponed and altered. So not in a bad way, we just had to plan it and kind of fit it into the story later. So nothing too crazy, just having to make some alterations as life went on.
It was such a non-answer.
So I think he's referring to like an episode where Frostfang gets abducted, and so does Domino, where they get moved around and they're not with the main group, where we had to split the parties. I think that's what we're referring to.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's not your fault.
It allows us to explore new things.
It was the, like, oh shoot, now I have to do something different moment, like, in the campaign.
I don't think I've had one right now. It's been pretty straightforward.
We know you too well.
That's the problem. You sure about that?
Some choices, but I had contingency plans, so I learned from my past mistakes.
Okay, well, I mean, like, if you had to kick in contingency plan, like, X, that would still count. It doesn't count if you... The fact that you have contingency plans makes my entire question a moot point, which is incredibly irritating, but...
Lapis.
Yeah, baby, it's my turn! All right. Was there anything that you had planned for Frostfang, but it just didn't happen?
Oh, yes. There was a very cool idea for Frostfang. But since the player, you, chose a different path, that sadly didn't happen.
Listen, man, I chose the path of death. You know? Okay, but are you gonna share what that
should
was?
I share?
Did you not
should
see
I
what
share?
Happened with the last question? No, he's not gonna share.
No, the fun idea we had, you weren't there either because you were not for that recording, but you were supposed to be on the ship with Domina and an 8-wheeler, and you were supposed to meet up with Ember Fang to see who the better Fang is between Frost and Fire.
It was literally supposed to be a Song of Fire and Ice.
Dang it!
And then choices to change that.
I'm dead now. I think that was
from Robot Space.
Wait, no, you do have free will.
It was the best possible outcome, I think. Death. Anyways.
Oh.
And the mini-cons and the babies.
And then finally we have Celeste.
What I do? Oh, question.
Oh. Yes, you did a very bad thing.
Oh, dare. How dare.
No. All right. Ruby hands. Second question. When will you let Domina meet Smolder so she can marry him too?
I don't think you've married anybody throughout the campaign yet, but
I'll be the first.
Yeah, all in due time.
No.
That's the answer.
It's anything that happens, like, bold of you, lead them close together, they get separated somehow.
Bold of you to assume your parents are going to allow this to happen. Your two adoptive parents.
Yeah, we're right here.
That is not happening.
Yeah,
you
need
permission.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Eloping.
Whoa, okay. This is Dad. Wait, I'm aware of bad feelings from the get-go. This lady's trying to get his son to elope, okay?
hey, you're the one who keeps dying, and
no,
she's the one who's surviving.
Okay, I'm just almost dying.
I think...
I think we need to move to the last question here. Stand back and like, oh, he's big enough to keep himself safe. Are you guys ready for the third and final question where you get to ask both of us?
Yes.
All right, Kilo, should we start with the most important questions here? Kilo, what's your first question?
My first question is for you. How has your experience been having two DMs in one campaign?
I think it's been a blast and really great to bounce ideas off someone and coordinate episodes both to get play in the story where we're building and help create it. It's fantastic, I think.
I think it's been fun. I think having a co-writer that can help you expand on ideas, because sometimes I tell you something and then you're like, wait, what if we do it this way? And I'm like, oh, yes. So that's been fun.
I think that's terrifying.
Rubbing hands,
just the evil cat.
Okay, so there's some things. Yes, there's some things we're like, oh, this would be great, and then you come out of the gate with this really evil plan, and we do that one.
Oh my gosh!
Like kill Frostfang. Anyway, so my last question to us: can you give us a tease of themes or ideas, or even hints at other episodes you plan to direct later? I'll let you go first.
Fun. That's it.
Fun.
Again, non-answer.
Fun. Okay. Themes?
How about you?
Themes? Circular themes. Rules of three themes.
That's death and more death.
Sad themes. Death themes. I think that's it.
Nice.
That's a pretty good answer.
Should we move to Hex?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Hex, what you got for us?
My question is for the both of you. Did DMing influence how you played your characters? Did you have them act in a way to help drive the narrative? Or did you have to restrain yourself from giving away too much? Or did you end up just kind of playing your character as they are?
You want to go first?
I can go first. I knew certain outcomes or certain ideas that we were working with, but I tried to not influence them in any way and let the other players, kind of drive the narrative. And then I just inputted my opinions as my character. That way I didn't feel like I was, because eventually once part two or the second part of it, starting episode six, when I started DMing, then, you know, it wouldn't feel natural because then they're like, oh, he probably knew all of this. So it feels like I pushed to it. So I tried to just say what my character would say and then let you all decide what would happen next.
Yeah, I think I'll echo that part. Like, there are some parts where I know what might happen, but as I'm playing my character, I try not to push other players to make specific decisions. I just try to have fun and make havoc for the DM, who is Kilo, when I am my character, because that's my favorite part. That's my favorite part. Because he's like, we're going to do this. I'm like, we'll see.
Oh, so that's what you think. No, we're doing this.
Who's next, Kilo?
It would be clickbait.
Okay, my question is, how many characters did you initially have planned to make it out, or who do you want to see make it out?
You can go first, Onyx.
Yeah, that's a big question, and I guess there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, we shall see.
May the best character stand. Okay, why was my name said?
Because it's your turn now.
Well, yeah, Kilo didn't even answer that one.
I said, that's my answer. We shall see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, for the both of you, what was your favorite episode to DM and why?
Go for it.
I enjoyed the Alita arc because this was an idea Onyx and I had way back before we even started writing. Just because we would like to see it happen, having Alita become Prime and all that. So, it was like, hey, we have the opportunity, so let's do it. So, we did that. But I also enjoyed Smaller World because I got to make a lot of silly voices.
It was so much fun.
And it was a blast. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I don't think Celeste was there for that one.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Celeste and Lapis. Oh, we made Alita one.
You were there for episode 13 either, right? Like where we did like all the
Yeah, Celeste had power issues, so that's why we're not here.
I guess we, Spoiler alert.
Alita became Prime.
I already knew that.
Yay!
I'll answer my part.
I didn't think about that.
No, I already knew.
So, my favorite episodes to DM and why? The chaotic ones, to be honest. Like, episode 6, 12. Well, 12 I didn't direct, but being in it. And 13. The ones where no one really saw coming, but everyone is obviously having a good time and giggling. It's Smolder really World. Funny. Smolder World is a good time. Because I bet you didn't know you were going to go to Smolder World.
No, I didn't. It just happened. And I was having such a horrible day and that happened. And I was like, dang, this just made my whole year.
Happy birthday, Smolder.
Happy birthday, Smolder.
Yeah. So much trauma, but in such a good way.
That episode, I really like a scene where Scorchimus says, Smolder. And I quickly unmuted and I went, yes, as they all answer. I'm like, yes. This is perfect.
They all turn and look at him.
I knew you were going to do that too. I expected it.
Yes, what do you need?
Because previously, like a few times before, he's like Smolder, but like my Smolder. But then that one was like Smolder, nothing else. And I'm like, it's my time to shine. It was great.
All right, who's last, kiddo?
It's Celeste.
Me. You know what? I'm glad I didn't do any of the previous questions I wanted because everybody else was doing them. So my questions are kind of selfish, to be honest.
No, that's fine.
First time doing this. Nothing to do with the RP, with the what's it called? The
campaign.
The campaign.
That's fine.
At least I think. Yeah, man. Can you rate Domino from 1 to 10?
On what?
On the looks.
On the looks. Or any other? Do you want to answer this first? I think mine's more comedic.
Mine's very simple. It's a 10 out of 10. I like everybody's design, so everybody gets 10 out of 10, not just Domino.
Oh.
You hear that? I'm also hot.
You get a participation award, Celeste.
Yeah, you're pretty hot, Scorchimus.
Okay, so my question for you, Celeste.
Huh?
Do you want me to rate Domina as me or a Scorchimus?
Oh my god. Primus.
Both? Perfect. Because I do have an answer for both. Perfect.
Oh.
Me is Onyx. I think a 6. I think a solid 6. Scorchimus? As Scorchimus, however, a 9. A 9. The only thing making it not a 10 is you're not a flyer.
Wow. Yeah.
Who said she was?
Oh, wait. No, I get that. Never mind.
He doesn't know.
Oh,
he doesn't know. None of you know.
Last time I checked, trains don't fly.
Yeah, but look at Astral Train. That's the kind of train she is.
Oh, Astral Train's a triple changer.
What the heck? But oh, never mind. No spoilers. No, what? I'll take that 9.
Quick rewind.
Okay. Just like spill it.
So we have some special questions, bonus questions for you all.
We're all gonna die.
Can I have all of them?
That was already a spoiler.
They are relatively short answers, so whoever can answer them first, that's fine. But answer them fast.
Oh, Lord.
So if all of you guys shout at the same time, also great.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. There's going to be 9 of them. Are you ready?
Yeah.
They're going to be shout at you fast. You ready?
Yeah.
Which of your party members would most likely kill you while recharging on your sleeping slab?
Oh, I think Mantis would kill Domino. Mantis would kill Domino at the moment. He just has that.
Mantix.
Grease. Next one, go.
Number 2, which of your party members is the adult in most situations and why?
Frostfang and Allegory.
All right, question number 3. Which of your party members... let me start over. Which of your party members gives the best advice?
Smolder.
Stormburst.
Smolder's the one who's getting that advice.
Smolder, guys. Smolder.
I don't even... People!
They're not a party member. They're not a party member. Stormburst.
Guys, okay, Steve. No, he was a party member. He was a party member.
Question 4.
Question 4. Which of your party members is the most serious?
Antics.
Ooh, Allegory is pretty serious, too.
I'm going to meet him like for a few days or hours, but he totally is.
Mantix Allegory.
Trish.
Question 5. If you were surrounded by enemies, who would you pick to stand with you against them?
Frostbang.
Because he can get me out. Yeah.
No, he's gonna pass out. And then you're gonna be
Galaxy Brain right here.
Our buddy.
Number six, if you had a stash of stolen energon and you needed help hiding it, who would you go first and why?
Smolder. What's his name?
Smolder would eat it.
I was going to say Zephyr, but Smolder he's not really here right now.
Smolder would have a stash in the vents, man. He's the only one who could get it out.
Yeah, I was going to
say Smolder. Really needed help.
Yeah, dude, you guys, all you have to do is whisper, Smolder, hit me up, and then he'll drop like an energon cube from the raft of like the
the air. Like he's a dealer.
Yeah, dude, he could.
He's a little man.
You know?
He is a dealer.
Option seven. Last of the quick questions. Tell me about one gif that describes you and your character that you play in D&D.
Stephen Colbert face palming.
Nice.
Elmo with the fire in the background.
Elmo with the fire.
Mine would be the guy from Sandlot. You're killing me, Smalls.
No idea.
I have the data.
notes. I see it.
Or there was one posted. I feel like Mantix is that the bald guy with his hands on his hips. Just like the stare of
he's all disgruntled.
Why
am I subjected to this?
Football like stadium, right?
In the stadium, yeah.
Yeah,
that's accurate.
Yeah.
Question
is that
eight.
Everybody? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, question eight: are there any other questions or comments or thoughts you would like the listeners to know or anything we have not covered?
Listeners, who's your favorite character and why?
Yo Mama.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
Really good one.
Yeah, you guys are a broad star.
Listeners, who's your favorite character and why is it Smolder?
Hang on now, buddy. Hang on. Back up.
Which?
Come on. Wait. Now we're being a little.
Everyone in the comments, go make yourself a Smolder Sona.
Yes.
What scene made your jaw hit the floor? Because there were plenty for me, but like listeners, what made you go, oh?
And there's plenty.
Oh, they know. They know their
character, Steve.
Well, a good question would be like, who's going to be their next?
Well, that's a good one.
Who's going to die next?
That's a good one. The Deadpool. We're going to have a Deadpool for our characters.
Yes.
And lastly, question nine, the very last one. Are you ready? It's going to rock your socks off. I don't think we were.
Lord. Don't make me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Did you do?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all about your emotional damage, but yes, it's fun. Emotional damage.
Well,
I'm dead.
All right, I think that about wraps it up.
Yay.
Thank you so much to the players who we couldn't make the story without you. Thank you so much to Kilo to help DMing and be a player and suffer my constant messaging you in the middle of the night with silly ideas that somehow implement into the storyline. Anyway.
Messages with like, I got a great idea last night. I'm like, okay, let me hear it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I get good ideas, sleep deprived. Anyway. And thank you, the audience, for joining us, crying with us, laughing with us. And having a solid, good time. Till all are one. Oh, wait. Should we take a sneak peek at episode 14 next week?
Ooh, yes.
The trailer?
Yeah. All right, audience. Enjoy this trailer for episode 14.
Giving me Smalls.
Smolder here. Next time on Transform and Roll Out.
Can I have a birthday hat?
Yeah, you can have a birthday hat.
This is about to end very
Thank
badly.
Thank you. I have a birthday hat on. Guys, I think you're dessert. It's your dessert. I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, I'm going to move for my movement.
Yeah, move for your movement and move for your combat movement.
Move.
Perfect. That makes all the sense in the world.
I like to move it, move it.
Oh, no. Please, listen to some elevator music.
It's a Smolder world after all. No! It's a Smolder world after all. Buddy, these are like level 11 characters, level 8 characters.
That's how the adventure goes.
What?
I've never felt so panicked in my life.
Thank you, DM. Please more.